You know where your business would be without you. Imagine where it could go with more of you. Well, with Wix, you can create a website with more of your vision, your voice, your expertise. Wix gives you the freedom to truly own your brand and do it on your own, with full customization and advanced AI tools that help turn your ideas into reality. Grow your business into your online brand. Because without you, your business is just business as usual. Go to Wix.com.
You know what makes every outfit look better? The right bra from Third Love. Their bras make it easy to get what you want. Plus, they make over 60 sizes, including half cups, you won't find anywhere else. Third Love solves bra problems, or what they call problems. Real women test every style they make. Comfort and support are guaranteed. So stop settling for bad bras. Get your problem solved today. Save $15 on your first order with code PODCAST15 at thirdlove.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Jess Kelly's here to talk tech with us. Jess, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, you were watching the Apple event overnight. What were they doing?
Quite a lot going on. This used to be the boring Apple conference. So this is their worldwide developers conference. And it used to be the one that no one really watched because they didn't really give us any new exciting product. But last night in a pre-recorded presentation, a number of Apple executives gave us a rundown on a host of new things. iOS 16, so that's the operating system on your iPhone, which is the big exciting one. That's going to be coming in the autumn, so say August or September. And there's a lot of changes coming down the tracks. So messages, for example, you'll be able to edit, recall, or completely erase any trace of a message that was sent, which I think is a big thing.
But if I've read it, what happens then?
Well, if you've read it, you've read it. But I could edit it.
But you said this to me in my message, but it's gone. Oh. How can I prove, you know?
People will be screenshotting left, right and centre, I think, the second something comes in. If it's in any way contentious, you can pick it up and take a screenshot of it. Dictation is going to get better, so it's going to be easier for people to swap between dictating a message and picking up and editing it with the keyboard, which is good. There's live text messages. The Apple Maps is going to get better. One thing that I think is interesting is it's going to be a shared Apple library. So if say if you and your children all use iPhones and you want to take a picture, you can decide if that picture goes into the shared family album so that your children could access it. And the idea is to try and keep stuff contained, because I know myself, I was away this weekend, took loads of pictures, the person I was with took loads of pictures. So rather than having to put them into a shared file, it's going to do some of the heavy lifting for you, which I like. There's also a safety feature called Safety Check, and it's going to allow people and enable people and help people to take more control, I suppose, if they're being harassed in some way or if there's any activity that's going on that they're just not comfortable with. You will be able to take control and enable that safety check feature. The thing to note, though, and I know people will be disappointed when I say this, iOS 16 is not going to work on an iPhone 6S, and it's not going to work on an iPhone 7, and it's not going to work on an iPhone SE, the original one. So if you have anything older
they're
than...
They're dead.
They're gone, basically, unfortunately, which is a shame.
But you can continue using your existing operating system, I presume.
Yeah, you will. Eventually, they will stop from a security point of view updating it, but you're not going to get it. A lot of the exciting things that people have been talking about online with iOS 16 have been very cosmetic. So you know the lock screen where it just shows your clock and you can put whatever picture you want. With iOS 16, you'll be able to edit it in ways you've never been able to before. So some of the widgets that you might have on your phone, so whether that is your social media accounts, your emails, whatever, you'll be able to pin to your lock screen. You'll also be able to change the font of the clock and any writing on your main screen. And the thought process is, firstly, this is great because it's giving users more control. But it also could be, the rumours are that the next iPhone is going to have an always-on display.
Okay, it means that they must have a very low energy screen in development.
Yeah, exactly, because otherwise it's going to be a nightmare from a battery point of view. Mm. But I do think it's an interesting productivity move if that does come to play. So it'll be coming down the tracks August or September. But I'm pretty excited about it now. I think it's a big dramatic reveal because iOS hasn't changed dramatically since the iPhone X or thereabouts.
And your fitness might just be on your phone. You mightn't need the watch.
Yeah, this is great. You know, they're very very much trying to embrace the wellness side of Apple. And the fitness app was used to be reliant on the Apple Watch. It's now going to be within the iPhone, which is great because, as we've spoken about before, Pat, the battery life on the Apple Watch isn't fantastic.
No.
And so if you're out doing your big trek and you want to get those steps in, you want to meet your goals, and then your watch dies, it doesn't go towards anything. Whereas now the fitness app will be available on the iPhone. So I do think there's a lot of good stuff coming down the track. The unfortunate thing is, though, as I said, if you have something older than an iPhone 8, you won't be able to use it.
Yeah. Also, new MacBook Air promised as well.
Yeah, and they've gotten rid of, anyone who's a MacBook fan will know that the MacBook Air was always like a wedge of cheese, and that it got thinner towards the end where you lifted up the screen. They've gotten rid of that design now, and they've embraced the MacBook Pro design, so it's the same thickness the whole way through. They've also brought back the MagSafe charger, so they'd gotten rid of this and now they're bringing it back. So that's where the magnet, the charger sort of magnetizes into place. The interesting thing is that the new MacBook Air is going to have the M2 chip, which we've spoken about before, incredibly powerful. But they're not dropping the price of the current MacBook Air. They're just putting the new MacBook Air at a slightly higher price. So if you have a current MacBook Air, if you're thinking about getting a MacBook Air, your options are, do you want the current chipset or do you want the M2? If you're somebody who does a lot with heavy duty software, for example, the M2 could be the way to go, but it's going to be 40% faster, which is significant, but they're still excellent devices.
Okay, and iOS 16 coming in the autumn. The question is, how much of, if you've got a, say, an iPhone 10 or a, you know, how much of your memory is it going to ease up and you have to buy a new phone?
Well, the thing is that they're trying to be more efficient with these things. But if you look at the list of features that are added on, it's going to be draining on the device. And I think that's why they're killing off some of those older phones or making it incompatible with the older phones.
OK, so the question's coming in thick and fast. Can I increase volume of the ringtone on my iPhone 13 Pro by either using side buttons on phone or when increasing the slider in Sounds and Haptics? Phone recently repaired under warranty. It's only 6 months old. Also have a problem. It's slow in connecting to the internet, even though I have a 3 gig signal. Do I have a faulty phone or is it something I am not doing? From Bill.
If there are multiple issues, I would maybe go back to where you got it repaired under warranty and just get them to do a bit of a service check on it. You can run diagnostics
within
the phone.
You know. Okay, I can't get the volume. Okay, you get me the volume then.
Fix it for me, basically.
Fix it for me.
So you can put the onus on them. If it is an issue, and this is something that crops up people with sort of different requirements and so on, within the accessibility settings on phones, you can alter things like the volume and the colour of the screen and so on. So if you want a short-term fix, go into the accessibility. But the fact that you got it fixed under warranty, I would go back and ask them to rectify it for you.
Could you give me your opinion, Jess, on buying a refurbished Android phone. Any pitfalls to avoid?
If you're buying refurbished, regardless of whether it's iOS or Android, ensure that you're getting it from a reputable retailer. There are a number of them out there at the moment. Mintplus.ie is the one that I often recommend because I know multiple people who've bought from them and have been very impressed. There's also Get Tech, which is based in Cork. So I would just be mindful that you are getting a warranty, that you are getting anything that you should be getting, that it's refurbished to a high standard, and any repairs that have been made on the device have been done using proper official parts. But beyond that, no, you should be okay.
I have a new MacBook and didn't want to transfer everything over from my old Mac as I wanted a fresh start and not transfer old files. I'm having trouble uploading older images from my iPhone 6. A random selection of the images appear for uploading, but not them all. I wonder why I can't upload when the phone is connected.
Interesting. A solution that could be there, you've got a few options. So if you go to iCloud.com on your new laptop, and if you log in with your details, you should be able to see everything that has been backed up to your iCloud there. So if your iPhone 6 has been backed up, they should all be there. If that's not working, what I would recommend you do is download the Google Photos app onto your iPhone, onto your iPhone 6, move the photos that you want into that cloud, and then go to photos.google.com on your Mac and download them that way.
I'm due an upgrade, but terrified that I won't be able to transfer everything over. Is there a way I can do this with one app?
I wish I could emphasise and sort of put everyone's mind at ease. The process of moving from phone to phone is a breeze now.
Yeah, and it can be Android to iOS and vice versa.
The phones do all the heavy lifting. Like, gone are the days where I'd be sitting there with a copybook writing every phone number and all the rest out and then putting them into the phone manually. That is all gone. The second you power on a new phone now, it's going to ask, do you want to bring data from an old phone? If you hit yes, it'll give you the option of, is it iOS or Android? And from there, it'll guide you through. It'll take a bit of time. You'll need a good Wi-Fi connection, but everything will go across and there is absolutely no stress involved anymore.
Another question related. How easy is it to transfer everything from one laptop to another laptop?
Okay, this can be, again, straightforward enough, but a few things you have to bear in mind. So firstly, are you moving from the same operating system on the old device to the same operating system on the new device? If yes, it should be straightforward enough. What I would recommend you do is put all of your files into a cloud of some description, whether that is Google Drive or OneDrive or whatever it is. Put all of your content into the cloud. That way then that's gone across. Where you may run into issues is if you have software that you've had to buy a license for and you only had single use licenses, you may have issues there, but it should in theory be straightforward.
I've an old iPad, started getting messages saying it can't use certain apps. Is there any way around this other than buying a brand new device? Seems very unfair.
Unfortunately, and it goes back to the conversation we just had about the new operating system for iPhones and iPads and so on, the technology just moves on and the apps, the people who create the apps have to meet the standards of the new operating system, yeah, which may not work on your older device. So you could go to somewhere like Back from the Future and see if they could put a new brain inside the device, but I don't think so is the honest answer.
I have an iPad mini that I bought refurbished about 8 years ago. I have no idea what model it is. It was my husband's. But all these years later, I would like to start using it. What can I do to bring it up to spec? Can I sync it with my iPhone?
You should be able to sync with your iPhone, but look, it depends. Again, you need to see what level of operating system it can run. So if you can go into settings, go to general, go to software, hit update, see what level it can bring it up to in terms of the operating system. If you use the same Apple ID on your iPhone and the iPad, they should talk to each other and all the content should be mimicked across.
And a final one, what printer would you recommend for home use with school kids that takes generic ink?
Oh, the generic ink question now. I'd probably have to do a bit of a dig, but the one that I use and the one that I recommend all the time is the HP Envy 6020E. The cartridges are widely available and you can top them up in those, you know, the different ink banks that you can go to. So that one would be my recommendation. But if you want a more specific one, if you email techtalk@newstalk.com, I will get back to you.
Jess Kelly, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want the way you want. And manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.